You're listening to Heidi Stevens, the podcast. The intention behind these almost daily drops is to keep you inspired, energized, and focused on your path of building a life better than you think is possible. I've done it myself, I've coached hundreds of women to do the same, and I'm excited for you to jump on board with me. Whether you're building a business, running a home, or doing it all, success starts from within. Let's go. Before we dive into today's episode, I want to call forward every one of you women that is listening to this. If you are a conscious woman, if you are ready to just really take full control of your life and become a master at manifesting freedom, opportunities, money, love into your life, I'm doing 5 days straight live coaching teaching on becoming magnetic. This is going to be straight fire, and I cannot wait. There's already been hundreds of women that have signed up for this 5-day challenge, and you do not want to miss it. So we start on Monday, January 25th, 10 a.m. Pacific time, 1 p.m. Eastern time. For whatever reason you cannot make it, it's okay. There's going to be recordings, but you got to get yourself signed up. Being on my email list or following me on social media is not enough. You got to sign up at manifest.heidistevens.co/becomingmagnetic. You can also find this link on my website in the link below. It's everywhere right now. It's on Instagram, all the things. You do not want to miss this. We're actually giving out prizes and gifts every single day, the coolest stuff worth thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. You got to come join. Becoming Magnetic, January 25th. I will see you there. Well, here we are, my friends. What a wild first part of this year. Just in case we thought that 2021 was going to bring in a new energy. Well, maybe this is a new energy, but holy cow, it's been a lot already. I want to just kind of name, I think, for all of us that, you know, as much as I think we're all hoping that this year would be different, that it really is up to us. It really, really is up to us to control what we can, to keep our focus on what matters most to us, and to keep the blinders on, because I think our exterior world is going to continue to get a little crazy. And I don't say that to scare anyone. I obviously don't have a crystal ball, but I think things are going to get more and more and more wild. And for us to really take dominion over our own experience and our own health and our own wealth and really, really give ourselves permission to find the joy and to find the bright lights and to see the light, because it is always there. It is always there, even amongst the darkness. And I truly believe that so much of what's happening right now, politically, pandemic, in corporate America, I really believe that things are breaking down because we are meant to build them up back up. And we just don't know how that's going to look and what that's going to look like on the other side. And that there is, it may not be the light at the end of the tunnel in like the next like 3 months. Who knows? Who knows? I just want to give everybody listening full permission to find your joy, find your freedom, find your path completely regardless of what the outside world wants to tell you is the case. So with that being said, I actually had our very own journey on that over the holidays and over the new year with getting the virus. It went through our family, and I want to share here our experience, because I know, you know, a lot of people are getting it in Los Angeles, as you most likely know. A lot of people are getting it everywhere. And we were very gratefully, we were able to move through it very easily. And I think there were some things that we did in order to support that. I want to put an asterisk on this conversation that I am clearly not a doctor. And all I am doing here is sharing my experience, sharing what worked for my family, And also, I also am very aware that this virus seems to affect everybody very, very, very differently. So again, I just want to kind of note that before I dive in here, sharing our experience. You know, it was an interesting ride, because here I was flying to, you know, Marco Island, Florida, to go to Joe Dispenza's event. Then Kenny went to Cancun to go to Joe Dispenza's event. Then I met him in Tulum for 5 days, and you know, we're traveling everywhere, and you know, rightly so, people were very concerned for us. And we just were trusting. We were trusting our intuition and really trusting that we needed to go and do these things, albeit very carefully and mindfully. And, you know, we were home for 3.5 weeks, so we know it wasn't any type of trail end of that vacation. Our nanny started feeling sick. And what's also, you know, we've all been very careful, but our nanny has been the most careful. She really doesn't go anywhere except for coming to our house, coming to the grocery store. She goes to the laundromat to clean her clothes. She has older kids. They've just like stayed at home. And so she legitimately doesn't know where she got it. She hasn't even really been seeing her family. One of my girlfriends says it's just COVID karma. If you're meant to get it, you'll get it. And I just find it interesting. You know, we're flying, not around the world, but flying places and doing these things. And sure enough, you know, our nanny got sick. So all this to say, on Christmas Eve, our nanny called us and said that she wasn't feeling well and that she was going to go get tested. And she got tested and she was negative. My parents were planning on coming over for Christmas Eve and Christmas, so they came over. 4 or 5 days later, she was still feeling sick and had a fever, and you know, some of the other symptoms. She lost her taste and smell, and she went and got tested again. She was positive. And we're all just kind of crossing our fingers going, I hope that this doesn't happen. I hope that we don't get it. And sure enough, about 3 days after that, so it was about 6 or 7 days after we had been around her and after she had started showing her first symptoms, that Gracie had a really bad runny nose one day and was just a little fussy. She didn't have a fever. And then the next day, Kenny started getting a sore throat. And I was this feeling of like, oh my gosh, like it's happening. Like I just was like slow motion, like watching. Oh my gosh, watching Kenny like slowly go down for the count. And he was like, yeah. But he was like trying to like mind over matter it. He's like, I'm fine. I'm totally fine. It's flu season. People get the flu. And I'm like, it's 7 days after we've seen Chella. She tested positive. Like, stop being in total denial around this. So we ended up getting tested. We got the whole family tested the next morning. And Grace was positive. They told Kenny that he was on the onset, whatever that means. That he was, you know, just had started getting it, and that I tested negative and Harrison tested negative. And we were nervous because we'd also been around my parents. You know, thank God they're in their mid-60s, so they're in decent health. They're in pretty good health. But I was concerned. I was mostly concerned for them, and I was mostly concerned for Chella, our nanny, who's in her early 50s. And, you know, she doesn't have any major health issues. But she's not in the best shape, et cetera, et cetera. So here's the thing. We have been taking preventative measures. I'm not the best at taking supplements every single day, but you know, we've upped our vitamins here and there. And so I just, the minute Gracie started feeling sick, I jumped on, you know, really downing, vitamins. Vitamin D is really vitamin D, some vitamin C. We take those lipo, whatever they're called, packets that are the liquid that are supposed to really integrate and assimilate for you very well. And I started looking through all of my holistic pediatrician's emails for anyone who wants information from him. He's wonderful and has really supported supplements and teas and alternative things that you can do. He can be found at holistickids.com. And then I also reached out to an alternative doctor / chiropractor / shaman, that definitely very kind of woo-woo, that Kenny and I both work with from time to time. We work more with them on, I'm not really allowed to give out their information. We don't really work with them from a doctor's perspective. It's more of like, she's one of my like spiritual leaders and mentors. And so, and he does a lot of just inner work with Kenny. So long and the short of it is I reached out to them right away because I knew they'd have a perspective and I knew they were doing a lot of research and a lot of work. And I made the decision. So what happened was that Kenny started feeling sick and got a fever. And then – and I tested negative, but by the end of that day, I had a fever and my back – my body was aching so bad. It was just like pretty horrible. Like it's just my whole body was aching. So it was clear that I had it too, even though I had tested negative. It was like I was literally showing the same symptoms as Kenny just like 7 or 8 hours afterwards. So I just made a decision. I was like, I don't want to just sit around and kind of wait to see how this plays out. I just want to take all precautions that I possibly can. And I texted a girlfriend of mine, and she does a lot of research as well. And she told me that her daughter had actually gotten sick and that they had taken some medication. And then I reached out to this alternative doctor of mine. And the reason why I'm going to share what I'm about to share is because it is controversial. It is, if you Google what I'm about to Google, you're not going to find a lot of research on it that supports what I'm about to say. And I want to share my experience in the event that you find yourself very sick or that you have a loved one that is sick. I do want you to know that there are alternative measures. So this particular person sent me some research and a website that you can get on and you can speak to a WebMD, a telehealth session, and they prescribe you medication that is proven and that there is research that shows that it does help combat this virus. So I did that and I got it for myself. Kenny was a little hesitant to take it. It is a drug called hydroxychloroquine. And this is a drug that has become highly, highly, highly politicized. It has become a huge, you know, debate. I'm not going to really go into all those details because that's really not what I'm here for. I am here for what worked for my family. And to the degree that you need that information or find that helpful, then go ahead and continue listening. If this doesn't jive with you, totally fine. Just move on to the next episode. So I got the prescriptions and it came with several different medications. It came with an inhaler. It came with another drug that was an anti-inflammatory and then another one, azithromycin, that's been proven to really support people not getting infected again. And so I was told to just take the hydroxychloroquine, that my system, you know, I did not have like a really bad case. And so I did not want to mess around. I did not want to F with this. And I also, like, it's like, I don't have a nanny. Like, my parents might be getting sick. Like, I felt this sense of really needing to hold down the fort for everybody. And, you know, whether that's taking on other people's stuff or not, I don't know. But I just felt the need to hold and to really do this research and to get the right drugs in the hands of the people that I care about. That may or may not, you know, be either have the willingness to do this research or just really didn't know where to go. So I got on the phone. I, you know, basically in the state of California and some other states, doctors are not able to prescribe this medicine because it is, in my opinion, being held hostage because of big pharma and money and because it's being politicized. And so I was able to, they were able to find a pharmacy to prescribe this medication and I went and got it. I took the medicine as prescribed for 4 days. I was supposed to take it for five. All of the symptoms within 12 hours completely left my body. I was completely fine and bounced back so fast. Within 3 days, I was like done. My husband was a little bit on edge to do all this. He really didn't take it at all. And he took significant amount of time now to recover. Now, when I say that, like, he didn't have a fever for too long. I think he had a fever for a couple days. He did end up losing his smell and his taste. And his energy is still a little bit on the lower side. And this is, you know, several 2.5 weeks later. I will say he's older than me. And so that could literally just be it. It could be because he's over 50 that he's having that reaction. Or maybe it was because he didn't take the medicine. We'll never know. I think the piece of the story that I want to share that I think it made the most impact is that my nanny started having on again, off again fevers for, they actually went on for 10 days. And on the 10th day, I was talking to her almost every day. And on the 10th day, I could just hear in her voice that she was like losing some strength and she was really getting scared. And I called up my alternative doctor and I had him do some muscle testing on her to see if she needed this medicine. And it showed that yes, she would benefit from it. And I took over all of the things that I had. And I told her that she also needed to make an appointment online. And she did. And she ended up getting the medicine for herself. But she took all of the things and she started getting better within 12 hours. She was like, she was in tears. I'm so grateful for you, Heidi. I'm going to cry. She could have been one of those cases, you know, that like had to go into the hospital. And the reality is that there's very little ICU beds right now. And supposedly oxygen is on, you know, limited supply in Los Angeles. And we're like, it's insane what's happening here right now. So I don't know. I guess I just I was like holding so much for her. And I just knew that she wouldn't have had access to this or would have never known where to find this. And I just felt like it was very important that she at least try. And I was told by several people that the doses were very, very, very minimal. Anyways, again, I just feel called to share this in case that this is, you know, would be supportive for you or a loved one. I'll share that. You can DM me on Instagram for this link. If you Google America's Frontline Doctors, that's the link that the telehealth is. Again, if this is like not of support for you, then just like take it and leave it and don't go down this rabbit hole of like Heidi's into conspiracy theories or anything like that, because this is just not the case. And I'm just really sharing my experience with this current drug that's, available to certain people on the market. So, I think the last thing I'll say is that I wanted to say this at the beginning and I forgot, but there is another supplement that I think is not so widely known about right now. And that's a supplement. This is an over-the-counter supplement that's called quercetin. It's spelled Q-U-E-R-C-E-T-I-N. And when you take that in combination with zinc, it actually, in high doses, it actually has the same effect as this prescription drug. So, maybe Google that if you end up getting the virus, or even if you just want to take preventative measures now. I did actually give that to Harrison in low doses, quercetin plus zinc plus vitamin D. And you can Google how much to take. I don't feel comfortable sharing that information so widely. But that is also, can really be a very, very powerful supplement. You can start taking it now, especially if you're in Los Angeles or in another area where there's just, a good chance right now of actually getting the virus. Maybe start taking quercetin plus zinc plus vitamin D and just really boost your immune systems. This is not something that you do for an extended period of time, but for these periods that are in surge, or locations that are in surge, that's a way that you can really support yourself and support your immune system. So my loves, I'm happy to be back on here. Happy to be recording this for you. Happy to connect. Make sure to come on over and join our Becoming Magnetic 5 Days. This is going to be fire. There's already hundreds of women that are signed up for this, for these 5 days with me. So whether or not you've done it before, you want to get yourselves in there, you can go find that on my website and on my link on my Instagram. Cannot wait to see you then. Okay, bye-bye.